Well, if you didn't recognise that voice, that's of course Dolly Parton with a very apt song for our next segment called Eugene, Oregon. And our America's correspondent Michelle Winner was recently in Eugene, Oregon, where she met up with Stephen Hoshaw, the PR and social media manager of Travel Lane County. And he talks about Eugene, Oregon, and what it has to offer visitors from the Cascade Mountain areas to the Pacific Northwest beach towns along the spectacular Oregon coast.
Well, we are here in Eugene, Oregon, which is about 2 hours south of Portland. And I am talking to Stephen Hoshaw, who is the PR and social media manager for Travel Lane County. Hi, Stephen, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me today. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. Travel Writers Radio would like to know where Travel Lane County area, what does that encompass, the towns, the cities, the adventure, the culinary? Let's start with Eugene, and then you'll take us on a trip.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Good.
So Eugene and Springfield are just about 2 hours south of Portland in Oregon. It's the southern end of the Willamette Valley there, so you'll find a lot of the same great Pinot Noir that Oregon is known for in this area. We've got about 23 wineries in our area down here, so there's a lot to see and a lot to taste. We also encompass the Oregon Cascades, so we go up to the east of Eugene and Springfield by about an hour up into the Mackenzie River area.
Tell us about that.
Really beautiful spot. Yeah, we have it's a really fresh kind of spring river there that comes out of 7 years of water stored in the aquifer basin up in the Cascade Mountains. So
waterfalls?
We got waterfalls, great rafting, really crystal clear fresh water. So it's perfect for those riverside retreat kind of weekends and great rafting and fishing.
How about the forest? What, do you have old growth there?
Absolutely. Yeah, Willamette National Forest. So you'll find a lot of the old growth trees, some amazing hikes, ways to kind of experience that forest. Just south of that area, we also include the Oak Ridge area, which is one of the mountain biking capitals of the Northwest.
For heaven's sake.
There are over 300 miles of single track trails up there, actually.
Single track.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So some great mountain biking. That's also where the Willamette River kind of comes through Oak Ridge and then follows up north through Portland. So that's a good spot for more fishing, more hot springs. Got hot springs in both of those areas, too. We should talk about.
Yeah, so tell us really about neat. The hot springs.
Yeah.
Is it like a resort fancy schmance, or is it more relaxed?
Yeah,
or?
We've got kind of both the resort and the rustic style hot springs.
Oh, wow.
So up in the Mackenzie area, you can find the Belknap Hot Springs Resort, where you can do a lot of camping, but also stay in some of the rooms they have there. And they have kind of more of a built-out kind of a pool that the hot springs feed into. But there's also a secret garden you can hike to in that area. So that's a really neat one to check out up in the north. And in the Oak Ridge area, we have McCready Hot Springs, which is a little bit more kind of the rustic style that you could expect to find in the middle of the forest. Really cool one to find on a hike.
You're scaring me.
It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
So tell me about, you also have the Oregon coast?
That's right.
That's part, and how many miles away is that
yeah.
from here?
Well, let's see. It's about 50 miles or so from the Eugene area.
Oh, it's not far at all.
Just over about an hour drive. So really easy to get from the south Willamette Valley over into the coastal area.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts you right out into Florence, which is kind of smack dab in the middle of the Oregon coast.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's Florence has some really great things to do over there, including the Oregon Dunes. They've got miles and miles of dunes over there, so some really great dune buggy riding, but also sandboarding, which is kind of a unique and fun
thing. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it doesn't hurt as much as you would expect. Not like hitting sand or pavement, so it's...
That's why I would choose that.
Me too.
Now, this sounds like a great... There's like some romantic spots. There's also family spots here in Lane County.
Absolutely.
So it's just whatever you're looking for, you pretty much can do that here.
Yeah, it's great for both of those markets. I mean, a lot of fun for the kids to kind of explore, especially parts of the coast, I think. That's a lot of fun. If you kind of go just north of Florence, you can see the Hasita Head Lighthouse, which you can actually stay in. There's a bed and breakfast there, too.
Oh, come on!
It's a pretty magical place there. And that's next to the largest sea cave in North America, the Sea Lion Caves.
So, now, can you go in there? Probably not.
Absolutely, you can.
A tour company? Or
no, it's actually a business right on the Oregon coast there. So it's just south of Hasita Head Lighthouse. And
wow.
You can kind of pull off there and then take an elevator down and see the sea lions down in the cave.
Tell us a little, unless you have another magical spot to share. You might.
Sure, yeah. Okay. I mean, a few more on the coast I could name off. Near Florence, there's the Cape Perpetua lookout, which is really amazing, and that's just north of the Hasita Head Lighthouse there. It's another great spot for whale watching, but it's an amazing kind of vantage point to catch miles and miles of the southern view of the coast, I should say.
Oh, so yeah. Photography buffs would be delighted there.
It's perfect, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the truffles around here, and then sort of the food scene, if
absolutely,
you'd like.
Yeah. Oregon truffles are growing really well in popularity here,
and
pardon the pun, yeah. But we're actually just kind of leaving the truffle season now in March, so the typical time you'll be able to find truffles here between November and February-ish through March. So we have a truffle festival that happens every mid-January. And it's a perfect place to kind of discover Oregon truffles for the first time, or if you're a fan of truffles and you want to kind of see what Oregon has to offer, there's a whole festival built around it. There's also a marketplace that the festival kind of ends with. If you wanted to kind of just experiment, maybe you want to check it out, it's a great time to make Eugene kind of a weekend trip. And, you know, it's only like a $10 entry fee, so it's really easy to kind of experience those Oregon truffles for the first time.
So we could consider, if you are planning a trip to Portland, that you could just also add on a night or two. I'd say at least two nights, but you could do more.
Sure.
Or, as you advised, sort of make a loop and come down to the lower Willamette Valley wine country you're talking about?
Yeah, kind of our South Willamette wineries down here near Eugene is one way that there's a South Willamette Wineries Association, so they're kind of grouped together. It's that same amazing Pinot that you can experience in areas like Yamhill County, which we love too. But yeah, the loop is kind of a popular way for folks that fly into Portland. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to go check out the coast, you can just head west and then hit the coast, go south from there, spend a night in Florence, kind of check out the dunes. And then from there, you can just head back east into Eugene, maybe do it overnight there and make the loop back up to Portland.
Oh, I think it's wonderful because it's broken up by places that you would be really interested in. It's not one long 4 or 5 hour drive.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry to say, it's Portland to Seattle. You're going to come down to here 2 hours from Portland, pop into Eugene, enjoy the city. It's a cute, wonderful little city. Tell us maybe a little bit more about Eugene.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been growing quite a bit in kind of the culinary offerings that we've got here in town. The whole town is getting ready for 2021, the big World Outdoor Track Championships that are coming up.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And so as part of that, the city has created an initiative called 20 by 21, where they're inviting international muralists to kind of do some amazing mural street art through the city. So it's a really cool program and really interesting to see this amazing art to pop up through spots that you might not have noticed in the city.
No, not at all. So. And now I wanted to ask you, because this is Track City USA, right?
That's right.
And people USA. That don't know it, please tell us why and a little bit about the school and pre and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a lot of great track history here. Hayward Field is an amazing venue, and that's the site that pre ran in. That's the site that Bill Bowerman coached at.
And that's Steve Prefontaine?
Steve Prefontaine, yes. We have the pre trail. We have all sorts of sites that Pre ran at and also just spent time at here in the city. So it's a really awesome spot to kind of discover running and just to dig into like some running history while you're in town.
And this is all the University of Oregon, correct?
It's all around the University of Oregon. Okay. Yep, there are a lot of trails that he ran near the U of O, but also near the Willamette River.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, Pre's trail is kind of near the Ruth Bascom Trail, which is a really great loop that you can make around the Willamette River here in town. So there's a lot of really great running trails, both like kind of, you know, urban trails in the city, but also kind of some rock pathways and some different dirt trails to check out.
Now, I know I interrupted you before you got to the breweries and the distilleries.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about that in Lane County.
Yeah, there's a lot of great breweries that we have to offer right now. We've got a Eugene Ale Trail with 21 breweries now. So a lot of different flavors and varieties to check out. Some big names folks might realize are here in Ninkasi. Oakshire is another big one that we have. We also have some smaller, some newer shops like Ale Song. They're doing more kind of blends and different kinds of farmhouse beers. So there are a lot of different flavors and varieties to check out here. And we actually just came out with a distillery trail just last year to kind of pair with that.
Pear. Yeah. So as in pear cider, pear brandy?
Also cideries. We've got cideries here too.
So tell us about the distillery trail.
Yeah, we've got seven different distilleries on the trail, and they range from folks that are doing kind of like farm-to-flask initiatives where they're pulling grains from local
wineries
to kind of create vodkas and gins.
Farm-to-flask.
Isn't that cool?
This is good.
Yeah, that's a tasty one too. They we've got folks that are doing some of that. We also have like some whiskey producers. There's one in Oak Ridge called Deep Woods Distillery that's got some really interesting blends and some different things going on there.
And another reason why you like to go to artisans, flask to a farm to flask, is because of the purity of the product.
Mm-hmm.
These are very the makers that are here, and Oregon is a land of makers.
Mm-hmm.
They're very concerned with what they're making it with and how the product is given or presented to the end user, which is the customer.
Definitely.
Isn't that true?
That's very true. I mean, and one of the reasons that we think our breweries kind of thrive here and that they pay homage to all the time is the Mackenzie River. You know, it's our water source, and it's very pure, very kind of a magical source of water that they have there. So we think it really adds a lot to the flavor of their product.
Well, gosh, I really have to go now, Stephen.
Okay.
I need to go travel Lane County right now. So we're going to wrap up with any comments about the future, any comments about telling us which website to go to, and how we can make our own, create our own itinerary with your office,
absolutely,
perhaps.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of things coming up in the culinary kind of scenes and the arts and culture kind of vibe. So a good way to keep in touch with us on that is to go to our website at EugeneCascadesCoast.org.
Okay, that's spelled EugeneCascades Coast, CoAST.org. Okay,
yes,
sorry.
No, absolutely. Thank you.
And then what was the other thing they could do?
Yeah, there's a good way to kind of plan your itineraries on that website, but also to kind of follow us on social. We've got all of our social links there, so please feel free to follow along there and kind of keep up with what's new in the area.
This is a really wonderful place to come, and you'll also find accommodations that are luxury to budget, everything in between, and the people are nice. You'll love the people. It's a special place.
Oh, thanks so much, Michelle.
Stephen, thank you for joining us. I can't thank you enough for this magical tour around Travel Lane County.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Our America's correspondent, Michelle Winner there, speaking with Stephen Hoshaw, PR and social media manager of Travel Lane County. And he talks about talking about Eugene, Oregon, and places thereabouts. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.